Praised be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
You know, there are times when God seems far away from us, and of course, we know that separation and loss of relationship, you know, often lead to depression, grief, and pain. And the apostles, you know, they were filled with sorrow when Jesus spoke about his imminent departure. But Jesus explained that, you know, it was for their sake that he must leave them and return to his Father. He promised, you know, however, that they would never be left alone, and that he would send in his place the Holy Spirit. You know, St. Paul reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. You know, by sending the Holy Spirit to his followers, you know, the Lord Jesus makes his presence known to us in a new and ongoing way, that we're not left orphans. But the Lord himself, you know, dwells within us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells his disciples, you know, three very important things about the work of the Holy Spirit, you know, to convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And the original word, you know, for convince also means convict. The Holy Spirit is our sanctifier. You know, he makes us holy as God is holy. And he does this first by convicting us of our sin and by bringing us, you know, humbly to the foot of the cross in the confessional. The Holy Spirit convinces us of God's love and forgiveness, and of our utter dependence, you know, upon God and his mercy and grace. You know, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to lead us from our sinfulness, our sinful ways, and to show us the way of love and of truth. That our Lord said he would send the Spirit of truth to lead us to all truth, and that the truth would set us free. You know, the Jews, who condemned Jesus as a heretic and a blasphemer, you know, their pride had convinced them that they were serving God, you know, rather than sinning when they crucified Jesus. And when the gospel was later preached on the day of Pentecost, you know, many of them were stung in the heart, and they were convicted of their sin. You know, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, psychologists today say, oh, you know, the Catholic Church is this awful monster that's giving people these different complexes and making them feel guilty. You know what guilt is? Guilt is a sense of the loss of grace. And when we don't have the Holy Spirit in us, when we don't participate in that life of God, and our bodies are no longer temples of the Holy Spirit, yeah, we should feel bad. That is a loss of grace. Guilt's a good thing. It's the Holy Spirit convicting us that we need to repent and to get back to a life of grace through reconciliation, through that sacrament of God's love and mercy. So we thank God. We thank our Lord that he did have to leave and to go to his Heavenly Father so that he could send this his Holy Spirit. And You know, the Holy Spirit convinces us of the righteousness of Christ, you know, backed by the fact that Jesus rose from the dead and went to his Father. You know, the Holy Spirit also, he says, convicts us of judgment. You know, the Spirit gives us that inner, unshakable conviction that we shall stand before the judgment seat of God one day. And God's judgments are just and good. We have nothing to fear if we're striving to live a life following Christ's commandments. That's what he mentions in today's gospel. If you love me, you know, you will keep my commandments. And when we heed his judgments, we find true peace, true joy, and reconciliation with God. You know, so let us allow the Holy Spirit free reign, you know, in our lives, that he may set us free, you know, from the grip of sin, and set us ablaze, you know, with the fire of God's love.